Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
I can say that I'm excited to be here. Are you excited to be here, Poodle?
Fuck off. You know, I will say there weren't as many of the Australian sisters this time. So it was a lot easier to handle. Yeah.
Yeah.
We didn't have to talk the same. Less about the tooth that needed to be removed.
Y'all, it's Extreme Sisters!
It's Extreme
We're
Sisters!
Doing it. It's season one, episode two.
Sisters,
me, my sister.
Are doing it for themselves.
It's me, my sister, and my mister.
Which is completely normal.
Completely normal.
Completely normal.
Y'all.
So, yes, the secret's out. We're doing it.
If you're listening
I'm on Dramamine.
If you're listening to this, this is on the free feed as well. As anything we do on our Patreon, we start a new show. We do
you get a taste, like just like a little bit of cocaine.
We like to call it
hooks the kids.
Just the tip.
Just the tip.
That's what we're going to start calling it.
Just the tip.
We used to say try before you buy, but I like that better.
And y'all, the tip is never enough. We know that.
I want it all. Y'all, Poodle's on his third glass of iced tea. And I said, were you tired? And then he said, he wanted a second round last night.
And I play every game. Y'all know me. I get out there.
She will not be put in that bunker dugout.
No. Overtime. Double overtime.
We're going to have to
triple time.
Stop with baseball rents because it's going to run out soon. And we're just.
I'm like, what do they call it when the ball goes over the net?
I'm all for foul play. That's foul ball, Poodle. Same thing. So y'all, thank you.
Start me on the dugout.
Oh yeah. So this is if you're listening to this episode on the free feed and you're gonna be upset that we don't have episode three, it's because you can jump to our Reality Gaze extra content.
Extra. Which is on Supercash. You'll become a super sissy. Mm-hmm. Or you can become a Gatreon on our Patreon level.
Yes. And
that's in the show notes.
It'll be in the $8 tier. So, yeah, it's in the show notes. You can click on either links, whichever one you want. If you want the videos, it's only on Patreon. So there you go.
Well, you mean not at this show.
Yeah, but the video stuff.
I could not do a video. You would just see my face in just perpetual disgust.
Someone asked for that, and I said, it's not going to happen.
No, no, I can't. I can't make a stank face for that long.
It would be too much for you. It'd be as if, like, like you filming you eating, like you never want it seen.
No, you'll never see me eat on camera.
I think he looks fine eating on camera.
I would rather people think I didn't eat, or poop. Like that's the thing.
Since we've had multiple McDonald's gift cards sent to us as gift, I think people know.
Yeah, but I don't want people to think about it. By the way, I do eat. You'll just never see it.
What if we get like a video food sponsor?
Like, and I have to go, This Vitamita Vegemin tastes great.
Again.
I won't swallow.
No one over 30 understands that reference.
No. The Lucy fans will get it.
They'll get it.
But anyway. No, you would not be able to see the video because after a while I get desensitized and my face just looks kind of, there's no emotion at all. It's just, it's like, it,
I do
it's
have
like
to ask
Charlie
you,
Sheen in Platoon.
Yes. I had to ask, are you okay? And I'm snapping. Are you awake? Because he's just,
oh yeah, dumb. I wasn't, oh God, it was a lot. This was better.
I like this episode.
I will say this is better because this is a little more. Now, this still falls under the banner of untreated mental illness. However, these two sisters who were first, I'm just gophering all over the place. Two sisters.
Y'all, Poodle chipped his tooth.
I chipped a tooth, and now it's whistling a little bit.
And now, since he spent 5 minutes talking to me about my fat tongue this morning, it's just the karmic retribution I've always wanted.
Yeah, we'll see. I got to get that fixed.
We'll see.
Got to get it fixed.
I'm actually not happy about it.
You enjoy it. Which will be probably $500 in dental work. And my doctor don't come cheap. They're holistic. So they're all about, no actual laughing gas or anything like that. It's all holistic.
How do you get through the pain?
I don't know how they do it.
What happens if you have to remove a tooth?
I'm sure it's done that way. No, but it's like holistic. I'm sure they'll put like lavender oil on under me and I'll go, give me the real shit. Yeah.
Somebody in fucking, I'll say it again, I've talked about it.
Fucking
somebody
Los Angeles.
Joplin, Missouri.
Boy, that
Missouri,
fat tongue is just going at it.
They're like, what the fuck? What is holistic dentistry?
Los Angeles, y'all. Los Angeles. Do we have announcements? We just did an interview with the Reens from Pig Royalty. Pig Royalty, the last episode should have been the one right before this one. So.
It was on Wednesday. I think these episodes of Extreme Sisters, I'll probably drop this on like Saturday. So this is, you're listening
That's
to this
a
on
good
a,
idea. Because
you're listening to both these episodes on a Saturday because Extreme Sisters comes on normally Sunday night.
And y'all, we know your kids are around and you need some excuse to ignore them.
This is it. We don't know, honestly, we don't know what day that we're going to drop this show. It's hard because
we got so much.
We got a lot. We've got a top loaded week, so Extreme Sisters might come out later.
Top loaded,
maybe.
It's been a week there one night.
Yeah, it's been a. Ooh, if you're lucky, maybe we'll get it done on Sunday night and surprise you. But don't expect it.
I've already went through my Sunday. That's going to be asking a lot to do 90 days.
A lot.
This happily ever after.
Extreme Sisters, they don't show on the TLC app or the Discovery Plus app.
That's weird.
It's weird. You can get it on YouTube, but
maybe
not,
it's not a Discovery adjacent.
I watched it on YouTube TV, like live, because I didn't record it. I forgot to TiVo it.
Sounds like a scam.
Probably on Sling.
Yep. So that's where I watch it, Sling.
Okay, so there you go. If you missed it and you want to go back, Sling, YouTube TV, I bet Hulu has it.
I think they also air the older episode before.
Maybe.
Yeah. I don't know. I shouldn't talk about that.
So that announcement, I think that's basically it, y'all. We're going to jump into this.
We're devastated Pig Royalty's done.
We're very sad. We did find out Smothered is coming back on May 25th.
31st.
Or 31st. Whatever. We're going to do what we normally...
You said it with such conviction, too.
We're both really good at that. We have said things in complete seriousness.
Thank you for looping me into your...
Oh, come on. Yeah. You've done... I mean, I do it, but you've done it, too.
Occasionally. But no, well, unfortunately, no Marianne Bertani.
No. But we're going to put... We're going to start doing this now. We're going to start...
Tell me what we're going to start doing.
Oh, I need to do this for Happily Ever After. Every time we start even a new season of an old show that's on a Patreon, we're just going to put the first episode on the free feed.
Right.
For people to get just the tip of that in case they want to jump in. So we'll put the first episode of this season, Smothered, season 3, we'll put the first episode up so you can try it.
We normally do that.
We do?
Yeah.
I don't remember things right
we
now.
We normally do that, yeah.
I don't know what's happening.
I know. Just follow my lead.
I just want a Twix bar.
I know. Now I want one.
Have you ever had an ice cream Twix bar?
Yes.
Oh my God.
They're delicious.
Boy, you read my mind.
Or a Snickers. Snickers ice cream bar.
Oh, they're so good.
With the peanuts.
Can we move on to... Can you read my mind?
Yes.
Because we're sister twins and we're really crazy.
And we're psychic. This is Jessica and Christina from Gig Harbor, Washington.
What do you think Gig Harbor's like?
Like, what if it's anything like these two, yeah. I don't want to go.
Yo, Christina has a long hair. Jessica's shorter hair.
God, they are fucking annoying.
They're pretty.
There's voices, though.
They're pretty.
It is really like that. Oh, wow. Their voices are terrible.
They are totally, they're 100% like women that, not always, but women I've seen in LA.
If I was supposed to be, like, if we were going to dinner and they're like, oh, we're going to meet these two people at dinner. And these two women started speaking in tandem like they do to one another.
You would text me and I would call you.
No, I'd just walk. I'd just leave. No words.
You wouldn't even wait for me to call you and tell you someone. You know,
what I would say, I'm sorry, I'm going to go to the bathroom first. Don't wait for me to order. And I just wouldn't come back.
You'd Irish goodbye.
I'd leave you, yeah. You'd find some way to get out of there. They're nightmares.
Wait, would you leave me alone with them?
Christina and Jessica.
Ow.
Self-preservation first. You know, you gotta secure the mask of your child first.
Yeah.
You secure your mask first, and then your child. I was letting you secure your own mask.
I'm going to die alone, y'all. So let's talk about them. They're twins, and yeah.
Are they twins? They're fraternal, because they're not identical.
They look a lot alike.
Yeah.
But they I don't think they were twins. Are they just sisters?
I think.
They look a lot alike.
I think they were fraternal twins. I'm really bad at twins, by the way. Unless they're in my bed.
You've never actually done that.
I've never have it. No.
Would you want to?
You know.
Just say would.
We say that we would.
But
I think it would freak me out too much because identical twins... I've come for them before saying I'm always kind of like weirded out by them, but
you brought it up a bit. I think your sexual curiosity would want to know.
I think I'd want to do it, and I'd probably get kind of freaked out halfway through being Dutch doored.
I'll be honest, I would do it. If they did something together, it would freak me out.
But still, the idea that I don't think I could do it.
I would totally do it.
And I've done a lot of shit, y'all.
But I've had sex with brothers before, let me say. I've told you that story.
Yes.
It weirded me out afterwards. They didn't do anything, but still, it weirded me out afterwards.
That's fucked up.
It's fucked up.
That's some Oklahoma garbage.
Happened in Santa Monica.
What?
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
Yeah. I mean, was it in the same room? It was like a hotel. I was like with one brother, and then he... what's a nice word to say? He, expelliarmus, as J.K. Rowling would say.
Yeah.
And then I went into the other brother's bedroom.
Oh, so it wasn't at the same time.
They weren't like together in the same bedroom.
It's still creepy.
But it's still creepy.
He probably said, it smells like my brother in here.
Well, they both knew. Like, they were into it and like knew it was going on. It was weird.
Okay, that's freaky. And I'm like usually a sexually live and let live. I think I would have went, hold the phone.
You know what? I was driving
the
home.
The fact that he knew.
I was driving.
That feels like entrapment.
I was driving
but
home.
But you
and
knew,
I did
right?
Yeah, I knew. I was driving home and I felt gross.
Well, you don't need to feel gross.
And he kept texting me and he's like, my brother and I loved hanging out with you. And I was like, No.
I thought the sisters were going to be the reason why I was grossed out this show. Obviously, I should have taken a second Dramamine. Just the idea of you being sexual for any any way.
I'm sensuous.
No, you're not.
So, something that actually weirds me out even more is Christina's taking... Jessica's in the bath. Christina's in the bathroom. And they're talking. And they are like, poodle, you're right.
By the way,
oh my God.
They're
oh
like
God.
Mid... Are they like late 20s? Like no. Early 30s?
No, they're mid-late 30s.
Oh, mid-late 30s. Okay.
They've had kids. They yeah. have kids that are old.
Okay.
I honestly think they might be early 40s. Okay. They just have had good work.
Okay.
They do a lot of skincare. They're beautiful women.
But she's just pooping, talking to her,
she's
y'all.
She's just pooping, talking to her sister. I don't get this. My mom and dad used to do this, and I never understood that.
I find pooping to be a very private, relaxing ritual.
You know, it's
that
not,
has. I'm alone with my thoughts.
I love that you
and my poop.
You just told us you don't want people to think about you eating and pooping. In 10 minutes, you've already talked about eating and pooping.
But no,
no. I just think the irony of that we're talking about it.
Not familiar.
I agree with you. It's like literally a letting go.
Yeah, and it's just I don't want anyone. Being an interloper on my poop schedule.
I agree.
On my poop time.
It's really...
I don't like to poop with someone else in the house.
I don't...
I've gotten used to it.
Yo, I don't mind the poop. I don't want to poop in front of somebody. I could do that. It's the wiping.
I don't want to poop in front of someone.
I don't want to wipe in front of someone.
I don't know. I don't understand how you can equate the two. And
it's because they're because you don't see anything. If I'm sitting in the toilet, you don't know what's going on.
I see.
Now, unless I blow it up and then it smells.
And the other involves hand to paper to asshole contact.
You're seeing like poop on my toilet paper.
Well, unless you look at it like right in the eye.
But if someone's in the room, are you not going to look at the poop on the toilet paper?
No. In that case, you wouldn't look.
You know
you
what?
Would not. You wouldn't look directly at the poop, especially the first one. You need to get that courtesy wipe and then throw it down.
I think I really regret doing this show now.
Me too. I'm glad it's clear.
How did we get here?
This is gross. I'm not enjoying myself. I need to fix a drink.
So
can we move on?
Then they tell the story of
we used to poop as children.
This is the part. This weirded me out.
And it's like they're proud of it.
And maybe you're just kids and it's weird. Like my brother.
Tandem pooping.
My brother and I would pee in the same toilet together when we were little. Would y'all do
that?
Yeah,
it's a common thing. Yeah, for little boys.
But you're literally going to straddle and sit and both poop at the same time in the toilet.
It's too human centipede for me.
Gross.
Not here for it. I think, however, we also find out that they have a secret handshake.
Poodle and I have a secret handshake. It usually involves Jake flips me off and I roll my eyes.
Exactly. I wrote yikes. After this.
But when they were young, they probably had a soup. They probably had it when they were younger.
Yeah, but you forget it. Because you're not. Because
life happens.
And you move away from your sister.
Yeah, they remembered that secret handshake really quick.
Now, all this is the pooping, the tandem pooping, the secret handshake, the being clinically obsessed with one another, as they say,
in
very
all
helpful terms.
Started with trauma.
It all starts like the rest of this show.
Like the rest of these people.
Untreated mental illness. It all comes back to trauma.
If you're listening,
which is the sad reason behind the entire show.
They all have their thing that happened when they were young. Poodle, what happened with Christina and Jessica? Or Jess. She often goes by Jess.
They say, they did not have an easy childhood. They had a mom who had, they had six stepdads.
And that's a lot.
I also want to say, just because they were in your house for a week does not mean they were your stepdad.
But it sounds like their mother
encouraged them to call them stepdad.
Yeah. I mean, they had four different last names. And they go on to say, our mom told us, our mom had children to trap a man not to have kids.
Yikes.
Y'all, that fucks a kid up.
Yikes.
That's setting it up. You're unlovable from the beginning.
Right.
That's hard. That's
and hard. And to counteract all this, they're psychic. They're psychic twins. Wonder twin powers activate.
Form of a poop emoji.
So naturally, we have a song. I guess
I just have to finish it out. Okay, sorry. It was a descending scale. I didn't mean to, I had to end it.
Weird. I wish we were psychic because I could have told you to knock it the fuck off. So
they have energetic conversations
when they're not even talking. They talk about nothing when they're talking.
And literally, we could talk or not talk
for hours because we're the same.
Because we're the same.
So
they're
putting stones on one another, which this looks like some type of.
Now here's the deal: we're woo woos.
Yeah, we are.
You and I have crystals.
Yeah. I like it how she has a special earrings that she wears when she's psychic.
Yeah, I mean, I have a pet psychic. Like, you've talked to her.
Yeah.
Or she's so we believe in all this.
Yeah.
We've done all this.
We're
we've talked about
skeptics.
Your
skeptics. It just seems a little like this is pressing a little too hard to the core.
It's like what is it? The MacGuffin. It's like they need something to be codependent when they just can't say.
Oh, you mean it's a red herring?
Yes, red herring. Thank you.
It's just a thing they're doing to be together.
To be yes,
yes, I agree.
And also, I'm not psychic, but I have a feeling they're going to use this down the road. They use this as a red herring to gang up on people.
Yeah, and one of them already does near the end. We're going to talk
Shocker.
About that. So she's putting a stone on the other's chooch.
I love this show.
And I like it how one's like, you need to figure out what you want.
She's like, I'm listening to your brain, and your brain's telling me it's so confused. It just doesn't know what you want. And I'm like,
also,
or your sister told you last week, I don't know what I want.
Yeah. Over some Kim Crawford wine and some Trader Joe's cauliflower gnocchi.
That's a read, and that was very
specific.
And that's
specific. Exactly what happened.
And I enjoy that cauliflower gnocchi, by the way. It's pretty good.
Because you are basic.
You've never tried it because you want a gnocchi.
Ooh, you're
Tell
basic.
Me you've never tried it.
It's good. I admit it. No, but I think it's funny. You love everything basic white women do.
Oh, sure. Yeah.
Anyway.
Love me a frappafucko or whatever.
So... my thing was this. Did she have to lay on the table with the rock on her chooch and the special psychic earrings and the holding her hand over her head to hear this? To hear this because they're psychically connected twins.
Probably amplifying it. And I imagine.
It's a gimmick.
I imagine that for them, they're always together. So for them... creating a space. It's like meditation. Well, you can say, can I just meditate in the car? No, because you need to drive. But can I just meditate like, you know, while I'm doing laundry? No, it's like setting aside and creating kind of a sacred space where you can kind of attune more. I bet you that's the reason why they're that way.
Oh, so I thought you were going to say, wait, you're actually thinking this is real. No, I'm sorry. I was going to say, I'm out.
So they're doing it now. I will say real quick, we might have an appearance by the naming council, but Jessica has a son named Preston.
That's common.
I have a cousin named Preston actually.
Yeah. And I don't love it, but it's fine.
It's very common in Dallas area.
Yeah.
Actually.
It's whatever.
Cause it's Preston Park and all. So anyway, and Christina has two kids, one named Madden, which is
Maddox. Malin.
Boy, my
like Malin Ackerman.
My auto-corrected really it's fucked up.
Kind of like your tongue.
Yeah. So those are pretty like normal names.
Yeah. Those are she names. Whatever.
Yeah.
It's not a big deal.
So, and then we get a visit from Preston's father,
who is hot.
Mike. Whoa.
I like him.
Whoa. Me likey. His tattooed
arm. Take your
arm
shirty off.
Off. Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm.
Remy. Stick it in me. Yeah.
He's hot.
He is hot, y'all.
Yeah.
Ooh.
He says.
I mean, I don't have psychic abilities, but I can tell you, he fucks like a stallion.
I can tell you, hold on, I can see.
Oh, wait, well, Poodle's getting a vision.
Let me put my fingers to my head. Give me some psychic music. I'm seeing a penis.
Big penis.
Do you? It's a penis. It starts with a B.
Burback.
Wait, is the shape of a B? Oh, never mind.
Raw.
It's a nice penis.
It's a nice penis.
Yeah.
He's nice got a penis. Cute little butt, too.
Yeah,
you can just tell.
All of it's Ooh. Good. All of it's Ooh. Good.
So, and the producer asked, she said, so Mike, is their relationship normal? And he almost kind of leans in like he's going to agree. And then you realize he didn't hear her. And he kind of goes, oh, no, absolutely not. Absolutely fucking lutely not.
Yeah. He's like, oh, no, not a normal relationship. Terrible. Terrible.
You're not married
they're
to
unhealthy
one,
you're, for my children.
They're married to both. They're the reason why. And he actually says, they're the reason why we got divorced.
He did not hold back.
I know Christina got in the way of my marriage.
Yeah.
Yes.
And he said anything I shared.
Because he was married to Jessica,
anything
right?
I shared with Jessica was also shared with Christina.
Oh, wait, no. He was married to Christina.
No, she, no. Or
wait,
maybe,
no. He was married to Jessica.
I don't know.
Who knows?
I don't know. Honestly, at this point,
he
who
was
cares?
Married to one of them.
What? Let's call them the one who, the single twin and the.
I call them long hair, short hair.
The one who's the divorced one and the single one who's dating the guy John.
Yes, the long hair is dating the guy John.
Yes.
Oh, you're right. So short, he was married to Jessica.
Yes.
Short hair. Okay.
The one who was divorced.
Yeah. Boy.
That's how difficult this is. Oh, God, I hate this.
Do you?
I hate the fact that, like, it takes a lot of work to do this show. And it takes work for me not to go, these people are fucked up. Move out of this house. Have a normal life. That's why I want to scream every time.
That's why this is an $8 tier show, because it's like smothered. I said, this should be on the $5. And Poodle said,
absolutely not.
You've got to pay me more
absolutely
for this.
Absolutely not. Well, and it's also, part of me wants to scream, you need help. This is not a quirk. Or it's almost like the 90 Day Fiancé people. I can kind of handle that because they all chose this and they're all doing this because of some type of.
But this affects people in their lives.
This affects their families.
Yeah. It's a lot.
And we're treating it like it's, you know, Saturday morning cartoons.
I love it.
And yeah, the empathy chip in me kind of
shuts off for me.
Overrides.
Oh, okay.
I wish I could do that.
So, now look, so
I admire your dead inside.
Thank you. Thank you. Now, Christina even says that, Christina has a boyfriend and she's like, I'm in a normal relationship and I'm trying to keep distance from
my sister.
My
first normal relationship with John.
Because my sister riles me up. Meanwhile, cut to Jessica's going, you know, being like, did he glare at me? I don't know. And so she's
like, fucking nut.
And Jessica's like, she doesn't show.
My sister's my soulmate.
She doesn't show John our relationship at all. And Christina's like, no, I'm not telling John about our relationship because it'll freak him out.
The psychic thing. The psychic sisters. Now, so that's what's going to freak him out.
Thank you. That's, I'm like,
that's the least of your worries,
like,
honey.
Tell him that. That's because, y'all, she's not talking about that. But we saw earlier.
I think the pooping in tandem
and
the six stepdads might be some more to unwrap.
y'all, they do this for a living.
Yeah.
Like, that's what they say. They do psychic readings for a living.
I liked it when they
and
said.
So, but, I mean, it's his job. He doesn't want to know about your job.
99% of their clients are repeats.
99% are repeats.
Five of them.
She comes back every 2 weeks.
We saw them in a reading, and so they're doing tarot reading. So I guess this is a psychic reading and a tarot, because, you know, it's not the tarot. You can have a tarot reader and you can have a psychic reader. Oftentimes, they're not in the same, but sometimes they are.
That's true. Maybe they were filming this, but what did you think of the information they were sharing?
Did you? Okay, so you guys, I will say, anytime someone says, so you're going to get that ring within 15 months, someone's giving you exacts like that, those are red flags.
Also, it's just the most basic, let me tell you what you want to hear to make you feel good stuff.
Also, and they're giving you, when you have, sometimes you'll have clients, and I've had coaching clients like this, who they need results, and they need you to tell you what they did. They need you to tell them what they want to hear. And I guarantee you they're doing that.
Y'all, a real psychic tells you dead grandpa thinks you're a faggot and still doesn't well, it doesn't accept you. That's a psychic.
That was a read. And it's true.
But
a real psychic will give you not always helpful information.
Yeah.
But they, because a good psychic wants to help you. A good psychic wants to help you be better.
Yes.
And they
want to talk to you about, they want to be truthful.
Right. I don't know if we've seen too many good psychics on TLC, especially not, Stephanie is a friend Maria.
Maria, I'm here. Let me, by the way, I still have to listen to that interview. Apparently Melanated Way interviewed Maria. And I forgot. I got to listen to that.
I'll Instagram Linda and say, wish you a complete fruitcake.
Oh, yes. Yes. So Christina's having this. And so, but she decides she wants to invite Jessica over to a barbecue with John.
With John, who's 24.
John. It's not going to go well because on the way there, Jess calls Christina. And we can talk about it. But I feel like a better way to explain this is in our first.
I can't believe we didn't talk about this before. I had this down as well.
You read my mind.
Yeah, we can do that because we're sisters.
We're sisters.
We're sisters.
Y'all, this is our first Extreme Sisters Theater.
Who's going to be who? That I did not choose.
I kind of think
I don't know which one's which either.
y'all, God. I'm going to be playing the role of Christina, who's dating John.
Okay, got
it. And Poodle's going to be playing the role of Jess.
I'm always the hysterical one. Perfect.
I feel like you're more Jess.
Castable. Yes. That's my casting. I get it.
Y'all.
No, and I totally get it.
In lieu of, for them, we even have special music.
I'm the unhinged one.
Yes. We're gonna begin right after this. Hello.
Oh, so I need to tell you, I'm on my way to your barbecue.
Yeah. Oh, great.
And,
yeah, we're so excited about you.
I have a bad feeling. I've got a lot of anxiety, and I've got a bad feeling about barbecue.
What?
I don't know.
You don't like barbecue?
That,
like chicken? I had a feeling we shouldn't do chicken.
I don't
That's
want
why
his chicken.
I told him people.
What? I don't want to cook. I don't want to eat that man's chicken. Something is wrong with his chicken.
What? Something's wrong? Oh, no.
I will not eat chicken. I will not eat his chicken. What if I choke on a bone?
Okay.
I have a feeling I'm going to choke on a bone.
I even got peppers for you because I was thinking you wanted peppers today, and it wasn't at all because I saw you say you're out
of
peppers.
I told you I wanted peppers.
Oh, you did?
I don't
remember that. I
told you.
Oh. Like you spoke it or you just zapped it to my mind?
I thought it.
Thank you. I appreciate that.
I told you. Actually,
it'll be
good. Said I wanted pepper on my chicken.
It'll be good. Just come over.
I have a lot of anxiety.
Stop being crazy.
I can't believe you would question me.
Wait, hold on. Are you talking to me right now?
Am I saying things in my mouth? Am I saying words?
And scene. That's how confusing this was.
Yeah, there was something about I'm not eating his chicken.
I don't want his vibes in my chicken.
Yeah.
Which you brought that in. Thank you. That was a great portrayal.
Thank you.
I thought you were doing pretty good at that.
I don't want his vibes in my chicken. I'm not eating his chicken.
There was vibes that he's wanting me not to, that he's wanting me not to come.
Yeah.
Y'all, this isn't vibes. This is called self-sabotage.
I also had vibes that he doesn't want you to come because he fucking hates you.
Yeah. Yeah.
And you weird him out.
I'm not a psychic, but
because you're annoying when you're around him.
You're completely breaking down. but
I'm not a psychic, but when you go to the bathroom with your sister and you say, we're going to go poop, yeah, that's weird. That kind of shuts down the party.
Yes.
And really, for me, being that girl's boyfriend kind of turns me off. So I'd rather not have you at the barbecue. But I've invited you.
Yes.
So, y'all, this chick's going to bring a lot of drama.
And not only
this girl's relationship.
Does she keep it all together, or not keep it all together, she arrives at the barbecue and she immediately throws her sister under the bus and just starts talking to John and Shike. I just think you need to know how close we are. She makes it all about
it's
her.
Really awful. Yeah.
Now that said, I think Christina's handling it wrong. It's like you can't, it's not sometimes when you are complicit in codependency and then you immediately, this is actually beyond codependency.
Right.
Like I said, but Christina has been a part of this. And then at least from what's in, it's not like she's giving one, she just is completely like keeping her sister out of this cold turkey,
right,
which is like so dysregulating to Jessica.
And also it's disrespectful to John because he doesn't really know her.
No.
And she even says, who says this? Have you thought about that the Christina that is with me is the real Christina? I think that might be John talking to Jessica. And she goes,
John says that. She's like, so let's just fix it. If we can be ourselves. I'm telling you what I am.
Where are my psychic earrings?
And she's like, she says, she's like, I can't flip my psychic abilities around.
She
leaves pissed off, and Christina starts crying.
I'm discovering who I am, and Jessica
she's like,
hates it.
She hates it. Y'all, these two are insufferable, and I love them.
Oh, I would be okay.
This is like so, I know they have traumas, but the way that I'm like, I just am like, oh man.
They're going to watch this and go, oh wow, we really, really wish we would have gotten like editing privileges.
I think they'd probably be like, oh my God, we're so fine.
I want to say that if it's possible, ladies, don't ever talk on camera again. You can just communicate by your minds.
Yeah, just do
because
that.
Because the sound of both of your voices
and
is
Poodle
very
will,
upsetting.
And Poodle will imagine that you both speak like Haley Mills and the Parent
exactly.
Trap.
Boy.
Can we talk about Patrix and Patricia?
Of course.
Yes. Oh, wait. You know what? Before we do that.
Should we take a break?
Because this isn't going to be a free show. We're going to take a commercial break for our free feed people. Poodle, you know when you're listening to a song on the radio and you get the profound feeling that the song playing was written about you?
Oh, it's not a feeling. I know a lot of songs are written about me.
What?
Yeah, when they get a little bite of Poodle, it's hard to let go. There are too many songs to even elaborate on.
That's fine. You don't have to tell us about them.
You know the song The Scientist about me?
You slept with Chris Martin?
Coldplay.
I know he's from Coldplay.
No, I slept with Coldplay. All of them. Keep up. Lionel Richie, he was stuck on me from the very beginning. Who do you think suggested Nicole should go to boarding school?
Okay, we get it. No, Poodle, I bring this up because apparently you know what it's like to have a song written just for you, but for the rest of us mere mortals.
Your words.
Imagine having the power to gift that same incredible feeling to someone you love with an original song from Songfinch that actually is written just for them. Sissies, Songfinch lets you create an original radio-quality song inspired by your own life and the people you love. It's completely unique, personal, and it lasts forever.
Oh, I love this idea. Flowers die, chocolates melt, but a song is eternal. Unless it's a poorly written song, then bury that thing forever.
Agreed. But I have to say, the songs from Songfinch are really fantastic. They're thoughtful, and they sound like something you would hear on the radio.
Okay, but is it hard to set up? Probably takes a lot of work, right?
Not at all. Songfinch walks you through a simple process to create your original song. Just tell them who the song is for, what style of song you want, and then share some personal details about your relationship. Then an actual Songfinch musician of your choice will write, record, and produce your original song in just 4 to 7 days.
Well, that sounds easy enough.
I know. I just submitted a song request for something I want to use on our tour, and I cannot wait to get it back. And based on the sample recordings I heard when I was choosing the singer, it's going to be so good. I also love that they had unique add-ons that make the gift even more special, like a vinyl record of your song or a one-of-a-kind art piece made from your lyrics. Or you could even add your song to Spotify. With more than 350,000 happy customers, Songfinch is proud to be called the number one custom music company in the world.
Well, Maddie, I want to have a song written about me.
But Poodle, you just said you had.
I want more.
Hush. Sissies, whether your song is for Mother's Day, Father's Day, or an upcoming graduation or wedding, or just to show a loved one how much you care, start your song now to lock in a top Songfinch artist.
And for a limited time, Songfinch is letting our listeners upload their songs to Spotify for free, so you and the lucky person you gift it to can listen to it anywhere, anytime. Go to songfinch.com/realitygaze and start your song. After you purchase, you'll be prompted to add Spotify streaming for your original song for free, a $50 value.
Again, our URL is songfinch.com/realitygaze. Don't forget to share your song with us too. songfinch.com/realitygaze.
You know, Manny, this reminds me. You know that song from the Four Tops? Can't Help Myself?
Oh, I love that song. Sugar Pie Honey Bunch.
Yep, about me. And the funny thing is, they really are Four Tops.
How would you like to look 5 years younger? In a clinical study, people that had volume added with Juvederm Voluma XC in the cheeks perceived themselves as looking 5 years younger at 6 months after treatment.
Look younger, feel like you. Add volume for lift and contour in the cheeks with Juvederm Voluma XC.
Reverse signs of aging by adding volume to smooth laugh lines with Juvederm Volure XC. For important safety information and to find a licensed specialist, visit Juvederm.com.
That's Juvederm.com.
Not for people with severe allergic reactions, allergies to lidocaine, or the proteins used in Juvederm. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching.
There's a risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. Talk to a licensed specialist to find out if it's right for you.
The minute you walked in the joint, I could see you were a man of distinction, a real big spender.
Uh-oh, y'all. Poodle is singing seductive songs. That must mean we're about to go out on tour again. Ugh, sissy husbands, beware.
Whatever Poodle wants, Poodle gets. Well, you're right about one thing, Maddie. We are going out on tour, but that's not the only reason I'm positively randy. I have spring fever.
Is that something that a trip to the clinic or an antibiotic can fix?
Afraid not. When Piano Cat senses the weather getting warmer, she knows it's time to jettison those jackets and sweaters for items that show a little more skin.
Well, I hate to tell you, Poods, but you still have to cover up a little with those tour costumes. In Chicago, you were actually cited for obscenity.
Fascists! I will wear what I want and no one can stop Poodle Boudreaux!
They said next time it would be $1,000 fine.
Maybe I could cover up a little bit. Leave something to the men's imaginations, but I don't want to wear too much. You know how I get hot.
Well, Piano Cat, I think it's your lucky day. Have you seen the new spring stuff at Quince? They have all the seasonal must-haves, like 100% European linen shirts from $30, performance polos, and versatile flow knit activewear.
Ooh, I love those Quince performance polos. They're so soft and sumptuous, and they cup my body in all the right places. They're also great for when my daddy and I do country club tennis role play. Mixed doubles indeed.
Wow. As I was saying, with Quince, you can say goodbye to wasting money on clothes that it would only last one season. They've got high-quality pieces that never go out of style that you'll be wearing year after year. I love my blue cashmere hoodie. It's perfect for warm spring days and cool spring nights.
And people can't stop complimenting me on my leather cafe racer jacket that I've been wearing on our live shows. It's super chic and fitted and perfect for keeping me warm in those drafty northeastern backstage areas.
And the best part, all Quince items are priced 50 to 80% less than similar brands. By partnering directly with top factories, Quince cuts the cost of the middleman and passes the savings on to us. And Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical and responsible manufacturing practices, along with premium fabrics and finishes.
I love that. But Maddie, I don't think that Quince has cured my spring fever. It's only made it worse. Bring on the men.
Yike. Sissies, upgrade your wardrobe. Go to quince.com/realitygaze for free shipping on your order and 365-day returns.
That's quince.com/realitygaze to get free shipping and 365-day returns.
quince.com/realitygaze.
That's a way to start a show. Right when I record, Poodle coughs. You know what? I'm leaving it because that's us. It's
great.
Intimate. It's intimate, everybody. Yo, let's talk about Patrix and Patricia.
Orlando.
Orlando.
The city that dreams are made of.
Ooh.
We can continue our weight loss journey.
In Orlando.
We can shake off the toxins.
In Orlando.
My husband and family can join me or not.
Or not in Orlando.
It's not weird at all for me to have a sister dream.
There's sisters in Orlando. Y'all. Patrix and Patricia.
Oh, Jesus.
They're ready. They are walking.
This reminds me of those they're doing like a... They do this thing where they shake around. Mm-hmm. And it's like, this is the thing to shake off the toxins. And it reminds me of that thing that you'd see in like old
the teens.
Yeah.
The belt like, around their waist. Okay.
It's like those weight loss devices they bought on Instagram.
These women are growing on me and I kind of love them because they're ridiculous and they kind of get their ridiculous, but they're also fully committed to it.
Oh, so committed.
Like the fact that they're like, so we're trying to lose weight because we're going to go to Orlando and get in that bikini. And then, and
also they're 48. I did not know that.
And they're like, we believe in weight loss contraptions cut to producer. So do you diet? Oh, we don't talk about food. And I'm like, these are my people.
We'll do anything we can.
That's a whole other story.
Yeah, but I'm going to need my churches twice a week.
They said diet. The producer said diet, and Patrix literally
her
said,
face.
I'm not familiar. And after they did that, I was like, I love you. So that's where they're basically, Patricia's really putting who's the younger sister?
Patrica,
I'm sorry. Patrica's really
putting. I'm going to have to keep reminding
every time,
you about that.
Yep. Patrica's putting the pressure on the younger sister, Patrix, and saying basically, I put my life on hold for you. It's time for me to be doing what I want to do. She's like, again, come at us, Atlantean, is that it? Atlanta?
Atlantans, I believe.
Atlanta sissies.
Maybe I'm wrong. Atlanta sissies.
I just said you all live under the sea. Atlantan sissies. Come at us because...
Atlanteans.
Patrica. Patrica. Our name's so hard for me. Patrica.
Yeah, it's just her name.
I need to start spelling it out phonetically.
Put a K when you're it'll make more sense. Patrica.
Yeah, that's right. Patrica. So Patrica,
there should be a hard K in her name.
Yeah,
it's just hard.
Patrica basically says the dating scene is bad here, and Patrix is like, yeah, and I'm like, really? And every time
I go to
Atlanta, I've never had trouble finding.
I'm sure a
suitor.
It could be they're both over 40.
Maybe
so.
Atlanta? Doesn't it have? But I thought Atlanta also is a city that has way more a male population than women. But maybe it's the other way around.
I don't know.
I think it has one of those things. Come at us, sissies. Let us know in the comments.
It does. She is talking about it like it's Pocatello, Idaho.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Which, by the way, Poodle got laid in Pocatello. Go figure.
They poked my tailo. good. I love a good Pocatello anal sex joke.
Oh, good job, Queen.
That'll be great for when we do the show there.
That third iced tea is working for you. Keep going.
I can only imagine jokes in Pocatello, Idaho.
They're like, oh, never heard this before.
No, people are like, it's just crickets. People are just like, what?
So
I thought there was two women I was going to see.
The two. So they kind of have their... Then later, Patrix is talking to her husband, Ron. He's a funny guy, too. And basically, he's like, look, your sister can move. She can be free.
Yeah.
She can be anyone she wants to be.
Which is completely fair.
And he says, right now, I'm not for it. This is something that's going to change our lives.
Their sister dream.
He said, she's like, but this is our sister dream. And he follows up and says,
that is not a thing.
It's not a thing. And he follows up and says, but we're a team.
We're a team.
And she goes, oh, that's deep.
Oh, that's true.
That's deep.
He's like, oh, I do have two children with you.
She's like, yeah, and she's both like, oh,
of them,
yeah.
And three. She has three children. Oh, and two of them are still at home. That's right. That's right. And one is going off to school the next year.
In Orlando.
Orlando.
Orlando, the city where dreams are made of.
You can have better dating than Atlanta. And there's Disney World.
You just park on the side of the street so you don't pay for Disney parking in Orlando.
I think Disney World is 95% of why they are moving to Orlando.
For sure. By the way, y'all came at me. The Tiki 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 Room is in Disney World. Did not know.
I thought it was Disneyland.
I thought it was just...
It makes sense.
If you're a Disney person, I would love to know the difference of what Disneyland has that Disney World doesn't.
I'm okay with not knowing that.
I can get into it.
They're going to come for you.
Oh, I'm excited. I like some Disney history.
No, thanks.
So here's the deal. This is what I love about this, is that Ron finally says, so wait a minute. Your sister can't get a date. What if we get her a man? And Patrix is immediately like,
let's ignore what your sister wants to do. We're going to throw a man in front of her. We're going to stall her. And Patrix is like, great idea.
That was my favorite part, when she was like, oh, that could work.
Let's find her a guy.
Her comedic delivery fucking lays me out.
You know, fuck the sister dream.
Just someone fuck my sister.
Fuck my sister.
Orlando. Oh, wait, we going to get dick? Okay. We done.
I do. These are my favorite sister couple.
When you think about it, how many times have you given up on your dreams for dick?
Oh, countless.
That's why countless. I'm in LA.
My whole life. My whole life. If I did not have dick to distract me,
I was going
to
be in New York City and I wound it up here.
I was thinking about going to medical school. What I could have done without dick.
What? It's true. So Ron is thinking.
I think there wouldn't have been COVID.
No.
I would have already fixed it.
Yeah, exactly.
Oh, wow. Dick has a real strong lure. Boy, I tell you what.
Oh, boy.
Takes up a lot of my time.
It does.
That's all I had about them. Let's just move through. Want to be the same as fast as possible.
Lucy and Anna. Not a lot with them.
Talking to Ben, who is our boyfriend today.
Anna said, my tooth is infective.
I'm not going to remove it because we need to be the same.
Instead, I'm going to take...
The pain.
Antibiotics.
Yes. I'm going to take antibiotics. I'm going to leave my tooth to be the same.
Same.
Be the same.
Same. And Ben, I don't know if there's
kind of like, so are we going to fuck?
Are we? Yeah. I don't know. Is there a special place in heaven for Ben or a special place in hell? I don't know.
I don't know if he's deluded or he's been with them 10 years.
So to put up with this, though, I'm just like, This man has, that's also, who's the most fascinating.
It's gotta be a fetish. It's gotta be a fetish.
He's wanted to fuck some twins, y'all.
Yeah. And so, but when the fetish becomes real, it's kind of like when the cat catches the mouse.
It just goes like,
and it
fuck.
Just goes, okay, what do I do now?
But not with Ben, because it's just, I mean, probably their faces look different every couple of years anyway. So it seems new.
And they were on, we had someone.
I say that because they were on Botched.
Someone, they were on Botched.
So they also are addicted to plastic surgery as well.
Untreated mental illness. I mean, y'all, we joke, but this is bad. This needs to be intervened upon.
The problem to me with all of this is
if there were children in the picture, by the way, their children would be needing to be taken away from them.
They're talking about Ben and how Ben would be a great father.
Father.
But I'm telling you, they would be horrible
parents.
Mothers.
Mothers.
Wouldn't he though? Like,
there's no room. There's no room in their lives for two babies because they could not see. The thing is, they don't see anyone outside of themselves. So to have a baby, or they would get super obsessed with their babies.
Like parents like this.
No, they're mentally ill.
They like make the Joker.
This is also, these kids would be taken away. Kids would be taken away.
It's
sick.
Ben wants a lot of kids though, and he tells him, he's like, well, you can't control everything, because they're saying we want to get pregnant at the same time. But you know what? They'll do things detrimental to their kid.
Yeah.
Like one's breastfeeding the kid, and the other kid's full. One kid's hungry. Like,
or one'll go into labor, and the other will say, "Can you induce me now? Can you induce my labor? I want child to be born at the same time."
Yeah. So they're gonna. You're right. They will.
Someone will have to intervene. Mental health professionals will have to intervene.
That will be child abuse.
It is. Yeah. That's why these aren't funny to me, and it makes me sad.
It makes me sad when they talk about kids. If they weren't gonna have kids, I'd be like, okay,
yeah, it'd be
live
a freak
your
show.
Life, be your truth,
it'd be a freak show.
But yeah.
And then Ben's like, let's go to bed. Let's start making babies. So he sprays one the other. Sprays
like, what
semen.
Does he literally just like come and then pinch his dick and then says, get over here,
one
Sharon.
Drop here, one
like,
drop.
How do you get it in both of their
goots?
Can we move on?
Yes, gladly. I thought you'd never ask.
Let's move on to Brooke and Bailey. Brooke and Bailey. Bailey is still, the younger sister is still
sleeping in the bed.
She's sleeping in the bed with her older sister, Brooke, and her hot husband, Denver.
Yes.
So they're like, we don't know what to do. So they decide to go see their mom.
Jill.
Jill.
I'm going to need some...
Hi.
Okay.
Welcome to my house.
She is a Cracker Barrel waitress, if I have ever seen one.
Love the Lord, and I love a hash brown casserole.
Yes, she loves it.
Love chewing my gum.
Y'all, if you need to see this woman if you don't watch the show. You need to Google Extreme Sisters, Brooke and Bailey. Jill or mom.
I can pull up on my Facebook at least four women who look so much
I know.
Like her.
Yeah, exactly. There is a hair situation going on there that is pretty almost unspeakable.
First of all, it's very high in the front.
Yeah.
Very high.
It's a modified Karen.
It's a modified, well, would you like to call it country Karen?
Yeah.
It's a country Karen. It's high in the front, and then there's just a rat tail in the back. Just,
but not just a rat tail that's been caught in several traps.
Several. Yeah, it actually doesn't look centered. No, it's not like when I was in middle school and Matt. It's not like when Matt Miller had a rat tail down in the middle of his back and it was in the center.
Oh my God! It's trying to be a low pony.
It is.
It's trying.
It's trying to be a
but it was a pony that was disabled at birth.
It did look like one of those, like, of the Muppet rats.
It was terrible.
Or something that would terrorize Big Ed in the Philippines.
Now, animatronic rat. It's like, what is that? It's
so
a mouse.
That's the hair situation.
She has been on her feet all day.
We're going to talk about the makeup situation. You got a Cracker Barrel vibe. She used to work at Cracker Barrel, and now she does the billing at an oil corporation in Oklahoma City.
I could see that.
That literally at all, the building still looks like the 70s. Nothing's changed.
Uh-huh.
She doesn't know how to use a computer.
Yeah.
She still uses does everything on the
calculator
with the paper.
With the paper.
Yeah.
What'd you think about...
And it's called, like, Sooner Oil.
Yeah.
Something like that.
Looks like she's got the eye makeup that looks like she's been crying for several hours, even though that's the daily wear.
Again, it's... My thing, it's really dark eyeliner. It's also, y'all, Jill was homecoming queen.
Yeah.
She was homecoming...
I totally agree with you.
Y'all, I know she was UConn high class president. And very proud that Garth Brooks is from there as well.
Okay.
Or maybe, I also see, like, I've seen several women, she could be from, like, Pawhuska, Enid area. But
Enid?
Yeah, definitely.
These are real places?
Oh, yeah.
Enid, Oklahoma?
Oh, yeah. My mom's second husband was from Enid.
We need to move
definitely, on. Definitely Enid, Enid prom queen. She was known for her dark hair and her sultry dark eyeliner then.
Yeah.
It stuck. And she said, you know what? This eyeliner works so well around my eye. Why don't I put it around my lip with just some brown lipstick?
I wrote something similar. And my last descriptor of her was, if one of those Rorschach ink blots was a person.
This is fair. This is actually very true.
It's kind of a little misshapen.
It's very.
Things are, you could mistake her.
Is Regina King going to come out and try to kill her? Is she a watchman? We don't know.
You could mistake her for, like, is that a scorpion?
And
someone said, no, that's two children playing.
The two children playing. That's
her general shape is very ink blottish.
That's a Davy Crockett hat.
Exactly.
That's old.
And you know what? All those are acceptable.
Which is kind of the shape of her hair, like a Davy Crockett hat with a raccoon tail.
Raccoon is what I think of with her. I think of the eye makeup, everything. Anyway, y'all, Jill, they've come to get counsel from Jill, not about makeup or looks. No,
her house is pretty. Now, I will say, my favorite part is when Jill's
cluttered.
Jill's
pretty.
Well, you know, Oklahoma, it's better than
Russ's
mom's with all its plates. it made me laugh so hard when Jill said to the camera, a married couple needs privacy. It's not normal. It's weird. At her just saying it's weird. Please, someone make that GIF and send it to me.
It's she's
GIF, whatever. I
guarantee
I need
you, we have not seen the last of Mama Jill.
We have not. Now I will say, Mama Jill,
she's right.
Kind of gives some of the. I think she replaces
she's a lot Mike's, grounded.
Mike's. She replaces Mike's mom as Oklahoma Oprah.
Yeah. And we do find out a little bit behind the scenes with because there's trauma in every story.
There is.
And it turns out that...
Oh, y'all, Jill loves Wayfair, by the way. Loves Wayfair, only to Hobby Lobby.
When she loves to splurge, she goes to Wayfair.
Oh, she loves that and Hobby Lobby. Sorry, go ahead.
Wayfair just got just what I need.
That's what I need.
She sings that every time.
But she messed just what I want.
She also believed that story about children being shopped.
Shipped. Yeah, sure.
She was on Facebook. Y'all, don't use Wayfair anymore. I can't believe it. I loved it. Children are being shipped in cabinets.
It's cabinets.
If you shared that story, y'all, don't do shit like that.
Just research your stories. Research. Someone just went,
Carl.
Oh, God.
Can you come help me delete my Facebook feed thing?
Anyway.
I just thought the kids would hide in there.
All right.
What did I write? Oh, Denver, we found out Denver was struggling with addiction and it was
yes.
to pain pills.
Yes.
And Bailey was helping out Brooke a lot.
Yes.
And as Denver's as Brooke says, but God changed his heart. And it was good.
God changed his heart. It was good.
It was God. It was God. God did it.
This is very Oklahoma, y'all. This is where at least we're, maybe where you're from too. This is great. Whatever higher power. It's
whatever you need to get into recovery.
I sound hesitant a little bit because sometimes people, they didn't say this, but sometimes people say if people are like doing drugs or whatever, they're sinning and they just need love. So I don't like that part of it.
It's the Lord and a lot of work.
But
y'all,
if you believe in God and God's your higher power right. and you do the work, God does change your heart.
But I'm saying,
for sure.
just saying, I'm going to let God take care of me and I'm not going to be an addict no more.
Like, God can take care of you, and hopefully God leads you to an AA meeting.
Right.
Where you do the work.
You need support.
Just can't sit in your recliner and drink your Bud Light and say, one day God's going to fix it.
Right.
Anyway. But yes,
Bailey had to hold her up, she said.
This so reminded me where I'm from, just where people say, she's like, God changed his heart. And she said, I knew it was God and he was for me. And then later Jill says, now, and Jill lays it out. She says to Brooke, look, Denver has come around. You have an incredible husband. He's got a servant's heart. When's the last time you heard servant's heart?
Every time I'm at my parents' church.
Yeah, I forgot about that.
I hear it all the time. He's got a servant's heart.
Which actually, that makes me nostalgic.
He's got servant's heart.
Y'all, also, they're drinking from glasses from 1970, by the way. There's cups on the
R2-D2.
But she lays it out, and she was like, look, I see that it's hard for y'all to let go of one another, but guess what? You're not married. Y'all have got to figure this out, and you've got to. And guess what? I know you think you're losing one another, but you're not. You're going to keep going. You're going to be sisters. It's just going to be different. And I'm like, Jill might become the new Oklahoma Oprah.
She did the best. I've got a question for you here. We learned this before. The Brooke's daughter is named Ace. And do you know that her name is Candace Ace?
Sissies have read us for filth that we were too stupid not to realize that. Because it's Candace Brooke, Candace Bailey, and we were like, why they named their kid Ace?
Candace Ace.
Candace
Ace.
Ace. Candace it's probably Ace. Just Candace, and they took Ace. The last three letters.
The less said, the better. I said, is Ace Denver's child? Because it sounds like
yes.
she was dating.
I think it is, yeah.
Okay.
They were together, they got pregnant, because she said in the first episode, they got pregnant. And it was just she didn't think Denver was going to step up. But
that's
she was,
what it was.
Yeah,
okay.
She was pregnant and had the baby. He wasn't even there, I don't think. Or
right.
wasn't really involved.
Again, you guys, the reason for all of these two close sister couples, it's always trauma.
It is.
So that's the dark side of this. If you want to know why I didn't want to cover it, that's why.
But you're here.
Yeah, you dragged me here.
Hey,
you know what? I'll get you back. What can you give me? Let's see. What you're gonna have to give me something.
HPV?
I already have it. You've given it everybody you possibly can.
We're gonna think on that, y'all. Let us know. That's the show.
That's the show.
That's the show. Y'all let me know. What can I give Poodle?
Think about this.
We're going to think about this. In the meantime, you can go to realitygazepodcast.com. If you want to hear the third episode of this, it's going to drop next week, but you will need to jump on the $8 tier of Reality Gaze Extra.
Or become an $8 Gatreon.
Yeah, it's extra. Yeah, all of the supercasts.
Oh, it's under that umbrella.
We're still getting used to it.
Ella.
Y'all, come at Poodle. There's nothing like a Mother's Day cameo.
Than a man in a Scarlett O'Hara wig doing vaguely sexual Civil War letters.
There you go. Y'all come at us on Cameo. I've got a lot to do as well for Mother's Day. Because y'all know Poodle likes the Civil War, and I'm a mother lover, so come at us.
Y'all send your mother stuff soon. If you're, because of COVID, everything is slow.
It's also, yeah, yep. You better do it.
I got a notice today that mine's not going to be delivered until Monday.
Oh, wow.
Yep. Going to be laying that one down.
Wow.
Yep.
Wow.
And I ordered it on Friday.
It doesn't matter. You should have ordered it sooner.
I know.
God, I thought you would have thought of when a pandemic. Just one thing I'm waiting on.
I've already sent her card earlier, though.
You're fucked. You're fucked.
I know. It's okay. I don't need these things. Know that my children love me.
Just
bit of a nice, though.
If your Aunt Jane gets her gifts on time, you're fucked.
I know.
You're fucked.
Or if my brother brings his. Maybe I'll make my brother do it late, too.
Good luck on that.
Yeah, he's like, oh, no.
My brother would be like, no way.
Yeah.
So, y'all, but yay, uplifting. That's the show, everybody.
I never said we were an uplifting show.
It's true. Y'all, thank you all so much for tuning in to Extreme Sisters. We don't really have a sign-off for this show, do we?
We don't. Let's see.
Poodle. What am I saying for the sign-off?
Go fuck yourselves.
Bye now. Bye, y'all.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
How would you like to look 5 years younger? In a clinical study, people that had volume added with Juvederm Voluma XC in the cheeks perceived themselves as looking 5 years younger at 6 months after treatment. Look younger, feel like you. Add volume for lift and contour in the cheeks with Juvederm Voluma XC. Reverse signs of aging by adding volume to smooth laugh lines with Juvederm Volure XC. For important safety information and to find a licensed specialist, visit Juvederm.com. That's Juvederm.com. Not for people with severe allergic reactions, allergies to lidocaine, or the proteins used in Juvederm. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. There's a risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. Talk to a licensed specialist to find out if it's right for you.